How close do you think I was behind you?
It was very close. I knew that everyone was there. I knew they were real close. At one point, I knew the 50 got to the outside of me, and we touched a little bit. Nothing major. I guess he cut a tire when it happened, so sorry about that happening. But I knew Jay after it was close, and I knew those guys were coming.
When in the lead out there looking for your first win, actually, how often do you look at that leaderboard?
I was actually trying not to look at it. It was the longest 30 laps I think I've ever run, but it started going quick about midway through, and I knew when there were about 12 laps to go that we were close. So
after the 50 there fell by the wayside, and then I think after the restart, two more guys in the top five dropped out too, and you had a little bit of a comfortable lead, you and Jay, there for a while. Were you keeping your eye on anybody in particular?
I was watching the leaderboard to see, you know, who was coming up through the field. I think Bond came up a few positions, and I guess he got sent to the back, so I knew he went to the back. Other than that, I didn't see anyone that was moved a big distance, so I figured that it was Jay who I had to contend with.
How often have you led?
A little bit here. We haven't led a feature this year, though, so it was a little nerve-wracking.
Do you run any differently?
Yeah, I just try to keep my focus the best I can, not let my mind drift at all. It's tough to stay out there all alone, but just trying to run every lap as smooth and as consistent as you possibly can, not making mistakes, is the biggest thing.
Anybody helping out with signals at all?
No, I was trying to get some people to, but I didn't know how big of a lead I had. I was trying to figure that out under caution, but I had no clue. So,
where do you think you finally hit on the car?
Where what?
Where do you think you finally hit on the car to make it actually put you in victory lane?
Last week, we didn't actually run the feature. We broke something in the rear end in the heat, but we found something in practice finally last week. And the week of the rainout, it really helped us a lot because I think we got three practice sessions without a race, so we gained a lot that day.
Where do you go from here? Number two next week, or?
We're going to celebrate this one for a couple weeks and then see what happens, I guess. Not starting the feature, we kind of lost any chance at a good point finish, so... Sorry. So I guess we'll just try to get wins for the rest of the year. That's what we're going after.
Who do you have to thank for the win?
Roofing Trade Services, Driveway Inn, Mike Zarnock, my dad and my girlfriend, they work on the car, and Ray Hedger Fabrication, and my grandpa and grandma, they help us out too.